Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's our final day at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. More accurately, I should say half day, because we're done before noon and we'll start for home. This morning's a reception with Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth, followed by one more educational session focusing on music licensing, and then we'll be back on the road for the drive home. Again, we're going to take 2 days to complete the trip, arriving home sometime tomorrow. We, I'm talking about, is Chief Engineer Brett Gibson and I, and we appreciate your prayers for us as we travel. Now, some of you may have a question about music licensing. For the right to play an artist's music over the air or over the internet, we have to pay royalties. There are three organizations that represent the artists. There's ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. There's BMI, that's not the body weight measurement, but Broadcast Music Incorporated. And CSAC, Society of European Stage Authors and Composers. Each organization licenses the public performance of music on behalf of songwriters and publishers. Now, each one of our full-power radio stations has to pay an annual fee to each of these three organizations in order to be able to legally play their music. The cost varies for each station based on the population that the radio signal covers. The total amount that we're required to pay to these three organizations this year is $17,830. And in addition to that, because we're also streaming our radio signal over the internet, there's yet a fourth organization called Sound Exchange that requires payment of $1,000 per year. So altogether, we're paying $18,830 to be able to play the music that we do. And I know you enjoy it. So as you give to the station, you're helping us to cover these costs of broadcasting. You know, music is the number one reason listeners tell us they listen. So it's all worthwhile. And it would be pretty boring without it, right? I'd love to hear your comments during Letter Month. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. You can email us at wrvm@wrvm.org and visit us online at wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.